America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Recapping a win. Sabres win at home, beating Ottawa. Nice performance. J.J. Paterka, Tage Thompson, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and the Sabres beat Ottawa. They'll next play the Rangers, one of the better teams in the NHL. But, hey, recapping a win. Paul Hamilton joining us on the Western Hotline. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Jeremy and Joe and Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Good. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm well.
How'd you like it? Best game of the year, Paul? That was like what I threw at Joe. Was it their best game of the year?
You know what? Throw out the score, who won, whatever. That was a fun hockey game to watch. That the physicality, there were good saves, there were good scoring chances, it was fast. It was just a good hockey game. You could sell hockey with that. If we saw more hockey like that, you wouldn't have had so few people in the building. Yes, you know, last night. You got your, no matter who won that game, you got your money's worth. That was just a fun hockey game to watch. And for the players, it was a fun hockey game to play. Now, with that all being said, if this team would show up like that and play like that more often, we'd be talking about a team in the playoff race and not a team that's near the bottom of the standings. And but that's the problem. I mean, we've seen this for a couple of years now, even with Granato. When they figured out what Granato was trying to get them to do and did it right, they normally would win, but they just didn't do it enough. And then they would make all these goofy mistakes, and we saw what happened. Well, as far as that particular part of their game, nothing has changed. You know, they went 4-1-1. They did great. They made up ground in the standings. They were doing well, and then they dropped three in a row, and that's their MO. So now, okay, here's game one of a really good game, you know, where, you know, the physicality came right away. You're 6 minutes into the game. Jordan Greenway makes a great check, just demolishes Stützle. And, of course, in the NHL now, clean checks aren't allowed. You must stand up for yourself after a clean check. And Tkachuk takes the extra penalty. All right, well, when the other team does something stupid like that, what do? You make them pay for it. That's exactly what they did. They went out, scored a power play goal. And now you've initiated the physicality of the game. You've made them pay for their dumbness. And now you're up 1-0. And, you know, it just went from there for them. And that's the way they have to play. And, you know, sorry, it's just one game. But now they got to try to build on it to try to be this team on a consistent basis.
Yeah. But Tkachuk standing up for a teammate there, Paul, it is funny that, like, as you mentioned, the hit is clean. You're taking a 2-minute penalty. You're going down a goal. Also, by the way, was that, like, not the least action in a fight you've ever seen? Like, was there two punches thrown total? Which was fine, I guess. But, like, you stood up for the teammate, but you didn't even really, you know, you didn't really even want to fight, I guess.
Well, they got in so close that they really couldn't. You know, they tried to throw a few punches, and they were tied up, and they couldn't. And it's not just a Chuck; it's the way the game is now.
Right.
That you gotta stand up for yourself after a clean hit. You know, and I hate that part of the game. Standing up for a teammate is one thing, but hey, if you're Stutzel, get your head up.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was absolutely nothing wrong with that hit whatsoever. You know how you combat a hit like that? You come back and you make a clean hit yourself. That's mm-hmm. how you combat it. It put Ottawa behind the eight ball, and it got Buffalo going.
The five goals last night, Paul, we had talked with Lindy yesterday, and he made this point. Felt like every time we asked him about anything, and he said the same thing with the media, too, about finishing chances and how that's been something they've been looking for all season. And last night, they get the one goal from Byram at the point, which, you know, you got to get a little lucky on, but did it feel like a good response by the Sabres when they were getting their chances, that they were getting it to the back of the net?
Well, remember the other night when he was talking about, sometimes it's you don't have to take this huge one-timer. Just get a puck and some players around the net and get the puck rattling around and get the players rattling around. And next thing you know, you got a goal. I think it was the power goal after they had pulled the goaltender he was talking about. And that's exactly what they did. It was just like get the puck to the net and get some people there. And that's what happened. Power was in the crease when he scored. And that's what happened when they got goals 3 and 4. You know, Byram just got the puck to the net. Well, guess what? There are people around the net. There's confusion around. Allmark doesn't make the save. It gets through him, and it winds up going towards the goal line. It crossed the goal line when McLeod was there, but McLeod was also there. You know that if it hadn't crossed the goal line, he was there to pop it in anyway. So, and then just a few seconds later, you get the same thing. It's like, well, let's get some people going to the net. And it's not just your guy at the net. If you go to the net, you're probably bringing an opponent with you, which is going to cause more chaos. So all of a sudden, Thompson goes to the net. He's got Sanderson coming with him. Sanderson throws him into the goaltender. Now you got a schmozzle going on in there. And Tuck winds up. I did look again. I was pretty sure he didn't bank it in on his shoulder. It was actually Thompson was laying on the ground, and there's one angle you could see it perfectly where Tuck just banked it in off his glove, which was laying on the ice, and put it in. But it was exactly what Lindy Ruff was talking about. It doesn't have to always be pretty like the Paterka goal. Sometimes it can just be, you know, don't get the puck blocked, you know. Just get it around the net and get people there quickly. And sometimes the puck just goes flying around, and next thing you know, it's on somebody's stick that has an empty net, or you get it to go in off the goaltender, or you get it to go in off your guy who's laying on the goal line, and it goes in off his glove or something goofy like that. So those are the types of goals that he was talking about that they're missing out on.
We called it the Sabres' best game of the year, Paul. Would you also say it was Luukkonen's best game of the year?
Oh, yeah. And in the pregame show, you know, Lindy talked about, and he wasn't blaming the goaltenders, and the goaltenders haven't been awful, but I don't think Luukkonen has played as well as he did last year. He was making some big saves, but it's the big save at the big time. He wasn't making enough of them, and that's all Ruff was talking about. He goes, we could use a few more big saves at big times from our goaltenders. He goes, there's no question. And it came right away where who was it? Whoever it was, I can't think. It was Norris who got knocked Thompson off the puck in front of the Sabres net. And next thing you know, it was a 2-on-0. It was a quick 2-on-0. And Gregor wound up with the puck, and Luukkonen made a huge save. That's the save right there that Lindy Ruff was talking about. It lifted the bench, it lifted the building, you know, and he made a great save there. He made quite a few of them as the game went on, and definitely was, I think, from a standpoint of, you know, and he says when you get a save like that, it does lift your team. It does. Oh, look at he bailed us there. Great. You know, it's not an easy save by any means. It's not like he's been letting in goals where you said, oh, geez, boy, he wants that back. You know, or letting in a bouncing shot from the red line or something like that. It's just he just wasn't making that big save at the big time, the timely save. And that right there in the first period allowed you to leave the first period with a 1-0 lead. And early in the second period, you got that second goal. Another thing that they'd been missing, getting that second goal. They got it quickly in the second period, and they were on their way.
Paul Hamilton joining us on the Wester Hotline. Lindy's also showing us a willingness to scratch players that maybe in the past had not been scratched, right? I mean, whether that's sometimes for injury to get right, but in the case of Henry Yokiharju and Matias Samuelsson, he flat out said they need to raise their standard of play. And Paul, I can't think of the last time that two players of that caliber, I guess, were scratched in the same game by this organization.
That's three defensemen who he has said the same thing about in two games. Clifton was first, and he sat one. And and Lindy said, and I could tell with his press conferences, both in practices and games, how he was starting to get frustrated with this group. And he did say, he goes, I've been as patient as I possibly, more patient with this group than I have ever been, trying to figure them out. And I think that patience is over, and that's that. They definitely, especially in Samuelsson's case, were not playing to the standard of play. And quite honestly, they may have to wait. If it were me, why would you change anything through the game that you saw against Ottawa? Why would you change anything Thursday against the Rangers? So those two may have to wait a little longer, may have to for their next opportunity, because I would, first of all, I think Bryson's played two games and he's been good in both games. Dennis Gilbert was solid, you know, a good physical game that he played. I wouldn't change anything at all.
Is one playing worse?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
First than the other, you think, Paul, if one goes back into the lineup at some point, who do you think Lindy would put back in?
I'd put Yokiharju back in. Definitely. I think, yes. Samuelsson just, you know, it hasn't had it. And if he could get back to where he was before these injuries started, you know, when he first came up, and he was a guy that, you know, played on your first pair and was really good. And that's why he got the contract. And, you know, the contract, if he plays like that on a consistent basis, that contract is a steal. But, you know, he's had the injuries after injury after injury, and he just hasn't been able to get even close to playing like that again.
I've wondered, Paul, he has not really skated with Dahlin yet this year at all. I don't even think he's really warranted going up to the top pair, but I've been kind of waiting and wondering, like, will Lindy ever get to that? Like, think, you know, let me throw him back with the guy he had success with before. But again, that's tough because he's not really playing that he warrants 20-plus minutes a night, but it's, you know, that's the guy he had his success with 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was, and it was very successful. But the thing is, too, you know, where is he now physically? I mean, can he play like that? That's the thing. We don't know. We don't know how these injuries have taken out of him. And, can he get back to that? If he can, he's going to be a darn good defenseman. But certainly he's just been a shell of himself with these injuries.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, next up, it's the Rangers. We'll get to the Eye on the Blue and Gold and ask you what you're keeping an eye on. Eye on the Blue and Gold brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. Is it whether they can crack through the Rangers' defensive wall? They're the best defensive team in the league to this point in the year.
Yeah, when they played Dallas, they were, and they cracked through that and were able to score some goals. And offensively, you know the names for the Rangers. I mean, guys that are putting the puck in the net on a yearly basis for them. I mean, Panarin's already up to 9 goals. Kreider's up to 7. So they have those guys. They have the horses that way. They know how to keep their puck out of the net. They have one of the best goaltenders in the National Hockey League. Has been now for a couple of years. Now, last year, if you remember, he had lost it for a little bit. Matter of fact, remember Jonathan Quick was playing quite often? He wasn't even in the net. They actually decided they weren't going to put him in the net for a while, and they wanted to give him some practice time to work on his game. And then it kicked in for him, in the second half of the season. And with him, you have your hands full, playing the Rangers. But quite honestly, if the Sabres come out and play the same game that we watched last night, then I think the Rangers have their hands full too. If they play like that, they have a chance to win any hockey game that they come into. But there's a lot of ifs in that statement, and there's no history to show us that they're going to continue to play like that. They have to prove it that they can play like that on a consistent basis.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Paul's appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
It's the worst contract right now between both teams. Worst contract, Bills or Sabres, right now. What's the worst one?
Best?
You can just wipe clean one. Yeah. What would you do?
Best is Christian Benford.
Best contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Entry deal, 6th round pick.
Yes.
Yeah, elite.
Is he even making a million? Is he even making a million?
Yeah. Worst contract.
Although, you could ask it two different ways. What the worst one is. Maybe this is different. If you could just hit a button and one of them is just gone. One of the contracts is gone.
Yeah, that might be the same. Although,
because then you might just pick Knox for the Bills, for instance, because the Bills are actually good. And like the Sabres, it's like,
right.
Whatever.
You might just pick Curtis Samuel to wipe out 2 years of 8, But that's not that big. If you're trying to get me to say Samuelson because it's such a long contract. Like, that's different, too.
I just did the math. If there were no playoff games, he's under contract for 489 more hockey games.
Samuelson?
Yeah. He's under contract till, I think it's 2030. So is Cousins, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two for the Sabres. And then Knox would be the Bills one? Is that the worst contract on the Bills right now?
No.
No?
I mean, would you...
What's worse than that one? That's... Well, how much does he have left?
They redid him. He's got another year left at least.
Yeah, this year his cap hit is 7.7. Next year it's 14. The year after it's 17. And there's a dead cap figure in 2 years of 7. So even in 2 years they move on, they're still going to be eating $7 million for him.
It's pretty bad.
That might be the one. Given where the Bills are at, that might be the one.
Yeah.
Although Samuelson's been so bad.
803-0550. Raining out there. It's supposed to get a little nicer as the day goes on.
You can't complain too much, though, because we have been spoiled this fall, right?
I mean,
it's almost not even fall weather.
Yesterday was incredible. Yesterday was 70. It definitely is fall weather.
It's never that
somebody
warm.
Somebody yelling at me yesterday about this isn't fall.
It's a little warmer than you're used to.
Let me introduce you individuals to seasons. The whole point is there are some days that are nice in this way and some days that are nice in this way.
Right, but that would be like if it snowed in, like, August.
That would still be summer. It would be a snow in summer. It would not be summer-like weather. But for you to say it's not fall-like, every single fall has 75-degree days. Every one. It is definitely fall-like.
We are setting records now, though. Getting a little... all that could mean is that fall gets extended a little bit further into November
That's right.
December. You'd have to hope. I mean, when are golf courses going to close in the next, like, 2 weeks?
Getting there. Daylight savings hurts.
Daylight's
that.
The thing, right?
You can't, you know, can't stay late, open daylight too late, savings. But you are open earlier. Yeah.
We should be doing daylight savings revolving around the golf season. If the weather starts getting nicer, we should actually move it the other way so that it, like, you know, right now it's 8:21. It's actually 6:21. No, that's the opposite way. How would I want to do this?
Wow, you really hurt my brain with this.
I need the later in the day. I need more sunlight later in the day. So how do I got to move the clock then? Instead of it getting dark at 5:30, I need it to get dark at 7:30 in November.
You want it dark until 11 a.m.
Yes.
What about people who want to golf?
The sun comes up at 11.
What about people who want to golf in the morning?
Don't you work?
Maybe they work at night.
Okay.
All right.
Different clocks for everybody.
Well, as you bring that up and make my brain hurt, I'll just simply say... Right.
Yeah, basically what I want is the sun to come up at 11 o'clock in the morning. That's what I want.
When does a joke become a dad joke?
Is this a dad joke? Wait.
When
Josh,
does a joke...
Josh, is he asking a real question, or is this the setup to a dad joke?
This is definitely the setup for a dad joke.
Okay. When does a joke become a dad joke?
When it's terrible. I don't know.
When it becomes apparent.
That was good.
Yeah.
I think that's closest to 10.
That's a 9.4.
9.4.
9.4. That's pretty good.
To rescue us from you making my brain hurt about what time it is. You know what you can do? And rather than like move the clocks around if you want to golf, just move north. There's a lot of light.
Then it gets colder.
That's true.
North gives you more sunlight in the winter? I thought it goes...
Oh, you're right. Other way around.
I think in the summer, the sun's up all year round, but then it never comes up in the winter.
That's how much my brain was broken by you trying to move the clock around. I had it backwards for a moment there.
Yeah, everything's backwards. So we're going to move south then, is what I really
need. Yes. Yeah.
The Bulldog golf trip where he once just drove south until it got warm enough to golf and light enough to golf, which I still think is incredible.
There's the Lofoten Lynx, I think it's called. In the summer, you can go. It's way, way up in Sweden or Norway or somewhere.
Okay.
And that's on the Arctic Circle. Like, that stays light all the time.
Okay.
Way up there.
In certain times of the year.
Norway. Yeah.
There was one of the golfers, I think it was like Victor Hovland or somebody, like, plays in the snow with like an orange ball.
I think I saw a clip of him doing that because he hit the ball. He was playing in the winter. He hit the ball. It landed on a frozen pond / lake and then hopped up onto the green. Winter golf. Frozen pond.
Listen,
it suddenly becomes like a ramp. Just shoots. It's like Mario Kart. Just you drive over and it shoots you forward at 100 miles an hour.
If they have internal out of bounds at golf courses, which they do sometimes, where you hit it onto a hole next to the one you're on, they'll say that's out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Then why wouldn't they have like internal water? Based on conditions. Like, oh, you hit it on the frozen pond? That's a water. It's hazard. Just keep it as a water hazard. You can't hit it off the pond.
So you're saying if...
Yeah, I'm saying if you
hit
it...
If I were to play golf in 2 months, there was some course here that was open. A lot let me play. And the pond was frozen.
And you hit it...
I hit the ball off the frozen pond, and now it's 5 feet from the pin.
Yes.
You're telling me...
Penalty. How is that any different than internal out of bounds?
Because the ball didn't end up out of bounds.
Out of bounds is just a place you designate.
Wait, this is one of those golf rule questions that maybe I don't know then. If your ball goes past the line marker to go out of bounds, but hits a tree and bounces back into the fairway, I get a penalty?
No.
That's the same thing then, isn't it?
That's not what internal out of bounds is, though. I'm saying internal out of bounds is when courses just decide, yeah, you know, if you hit it over on this hole, that's out of bounds now. So why not just deciding that, hey, you know what, that's a lateral. If it's in there.
But in this case, the ball didn't stop there.
All right, fair enough. What if it stops on the pond? Then it's a penalty.
You're telling me I can't go out and hit it? That's probably smart anyway.
It might be ill-advised anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, coming up at 9 o'clock, Judah Forking of PFF, some database stuff. Good stuff for fantasy football, some of your betting ideas. Just like, he's got a Substack and a... really cool thing going. So we'll talk to him about the NFL, state of the NFL, matchups, you know, how strong the Lions look. If he thinks there's a big five, right? The big five there. Lions, Niners, Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.